Good evening. So first of all, I suppose a mazel tov on the new shul. It's wonderful. Baruch Hashem. I'd like to perhaps start off just with a quiz question. Where in our daily, not daily, where in tefillah do we make direct reference to a seminal event in this week's parasha? An important event in this week's parasha. Anybody? No? Okay. I've got news for you. You said it today. The Shir Shel Yoyim for Thursday is Tehillim Pei Aleph, and the reason that it is the Shir Shel Yoyim of Thursday is because, according to all opinions, we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. And therefore it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Amalcha Meretz Mitzrayim Harchev Picha V'Amaleihu. And that's why it's the Shir Shalim of Thursday. But a key point here. The Pasuk says, Batsoro Karoso V'Achaltzeko Encho B'Seise Ra'am Evchoncho Almei Meriva Sela. There's the direct reference. Mei Meriva. Said it today. Batsoro, you called out, and I released you. I responded to your private entreaties, Ra'am, thunderously. I tested you at May Meriva. Let's not even go there insofar as Sela is concerned. How does the Sela come in? There's a problem here. The problem is the context. What's going on? The Pasuk is telling us that the Rabbeinu Shleilam responded to our tefillas, Batsoro Karosav Achaltzecha, En Chobesei Seram, I responded to your tefillas, and we'll come back to that a little bit later. And the end of that Pasuk is, Evchoncha Al Mei Meriva Selo, I tested you by Mei Meriva. What's the connection? We'll come back to that. First of all, I'd like to take you round a couple of comments from the Ran. The Ran wrote a very important Sefer, Droshus HaRan, and I'm actually going to start not with the ninth Drosha, which is all about this week's Sedra. It's called HaDrosh HaShmini Shimuna, but at the end of the first Drosha. And here the Ran asks a fantastic question, an amazing question. We all know, everybody knows the Rashi at the beginning of the Sedra. Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the quintessential chayk of all the Torah. It shows our allegiance to Torah, demonstrates our allegiance to Torah by being prepared to do a mitzvah that seems to have no rationale, no sense whatsoever. But we get teased for it. Says Rashi, Lefisha Hasotan Va'uma Sa'ila, Meinin Es Yisrael. They tease us. And they say, is a mitzvah? What is this mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. It defies logic. It makes absolutely no sense. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shlom says it's a chayk. Gzeirahi eloch harushus laharer achreha. Asks the Ran an amazing question. Turn to Voschanan. In Sheni in Voschanan, the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Re'eli madati eschem chukim. Moshe Rabbeinu actually says, Re'eli madati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kashet zivani Hashem aleikai. See, I have taught you chukim u'mishpatim, as Hashem has taught me. And make sure that you do them when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Ushmartem v'asisem. Negative and positive. L'chura referring to the chukim and the mishpatim. Chukim is always shmiras ha-chukim. Asiyas ha-mishpatim. Fine. Ushmartem v'asisem. Guard them and do them. Why? Ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ho'amim. That will be held up to be your wisdom. Two expressions, chochmaschem uvinaschem, chochmo and bina. Le'enei ho'amim, to the eyes of the nations, ashe yishmu'un es kol ha'chukim ho'ele. They hear these chukim. We've dropped mishpatim. Notice, in the previous passage that was there, it's been dropped. Ashe yishmu'un es kol ha'chukim ho'ele. They'll hear all these chukim. Va'omru, how will they respond? Rak am chochom v'novoin ha'goi ha'godoil hazeh. Wow! What an amazing nation. Look how brilliant they are. They're chocham v'novin. Rak am chocham v'novin agoy agodil hazeh. Why? Because they have these chukim ha'ele. Asks the Ran. Beautiful question. Simple question. I don't understand. Will chukim evoke ridicule and scorn? Or do chukim evoke praise and admiration? What's going on? We have Rashi at the beginning of our parasha saying that the chukim will evoke scorn and ridicule. The nation Sotan and Umas Olam will make fun of us. You're crazy. You buy into this. It doesn't make any sense. And then we have a pasuk in verse Chanan saying, quite deliberately, quite specifically, that when they see us adhering to the chukim, they will say, wow, rakam chochom v'novoin hagoi hagodel hazeh. What a beautiful question. That's why he's the Ran. What's going on? And this question is in his Drush HaRishon, just towards the end of his Drush HaRishon. And he says as follows. He says an amazing thing. He says, look in verse Hanan and you'll see, you'll get some context. You'll understand what's going on. Because the very next word that opens the next pasuk after that, admiration for us being a goy, a chocham v'novoin, by adhering to the chukim, ki, because, mi goy godoil ashelo yelokim krovim elov, kahashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Ki. There is a nesinas ta'am. There's a rationale. Do you know why they will say that? Because they will see something and they will attribute it to our adherence to the chukim. What is that? Ki mi goy godol. They'll say there is no other great nation. The asheloi elohim krovim elov. Kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. They will understand and they'll see an intimacy, an immediacy, a relationship, a direct relationship with the Rabbeinu shel olam. Kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Whenever we call out to him. Whenever we call out to him. Says the Ran, what is they saying is as follows. They will notice, by looking through history, by understanding what's going on, that they can cry out and nothing happens. And we seem to have this special relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kahashem Elokeinu, we are krovim elov, Kahashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. He is close to us whenever we call out to him. Time doesn't permit to really elaborate on this concept, but effectively what it is, it's the concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's the concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Gemara in Tanis, the Gemara in Brachas, Midrashim, Tfilas, and in fact, I'll read you out the Rambam, Perches of Hilchas Tfilah. Tfilas HaTzibur Nishma'as Tomid. The Tfilah of a Tzibur is always heard. Va'afilu hoya behen choytim, even if there are choytim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu meis b'tfilasun shel Rabbim. Lefichach, says the Rambam, therefore, because you have an opportunity, because you know that we are goy godel asheloi elokim krovim elov, kahashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov, whenever we cry out to him, but that's as a nation, it's goy godel. It's our relationship to him, not as a yachid, but as a tzibur. We're a goy godel. B'chol koreinu elov, and you have the opportunity to be listened to and to be heard, and it won't be repulsed or rejected. Lefichach tzorich adam l'shatef atzma yim atzibur. Therefore, that is the... upon that is predicated the obligation, the chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. Rabbi Shafanshan has a tshuva, Chaim Chelik Beis Simchav Zayin, the Minchas Yitzchak also has a tshuva about this, based on this Rambam, because the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi is that it could perhaps be considered to be a little bit unclear or open to misinterpretation, where there it says, yishtadel, person should endeavor, make an effort to go to a minyan. You say, well, I made an effort. No. Says Rabbi Moshe, it is a chiyuv gomor. It is an absolute chiyuv lahalocha. It is an obligation. To the extent, as I'm sure you know, lahalocha, you have to travel either direction. You have to travel up to 18 minutes, certainly, in either direction, if there is a minyan within your locale. But the chiyuv derives from what? It derives from the opportunity. The obligation derives from the opportunity. Tfilas HaTzibur is always nishmas. Lefichach, therefore, tzorich adam l'shatef etzma yim HaTzibur. Because of this special relationship. So what the Ran is telling me is that we have an opportunity. How does he resolve the question? We still need to make sure, as always, that we've answered the question. Does adhering to the chukim, and in fact, I haven't really finished, I suppose, because then there's an obvious question. Why do they attribute our success and our brilliance to our adherence to the chukim? Maybe it's the mishpatim. Who said? Maybe it's the mishpatim. Adayin tzarech biur, he says, why do they attribute this to the chukim? He says for the following reason. He said, if you see somebody doing something bizarre, you see somebody doing something really strange, doesn't seem to make any sense, you say one of two things. He's either a nutter, or he's brilliant. He either knows something that I don't, or he's nuts. There's no in between. There's no in between. If you're doing something which is seicheldik, something which makes sense, something which you can rationalize, then you say, okay, he's a regular guy like you and me. But if he does something nuts, if he does something crazy, if he does something bizarre, then there are two interpretations, says the Ram. He's either a taka mshugana, or he knows something that I don't. How can you tell? What's the acid test? Does it work? Is it effective? If you do something crazy and it works, rak am chochom v'novoin hagoi hagodel hazeh. There's something very strange going on here. There's something unbelievable going on here, and that leads me to understand that there is a Borei Olam who has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael. And therefore I attribute the success, that relationship, to the chukim. They're adhering to the chukim, because if they just have, we have a system of jurisprudence, they have a system. We have laws, civil laws, and laws which make sense, and they have laws. Beseda, asma, doesn't tell me anything. But if we do the strange stuff, we don't mix meat and milk, we have a paraduma, we have shatnez, we have other stuff, which doesn't seem to make any sense, but it works. It manifests itself in that when Klal Yisrael calls out to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and that needs to be, by the way, identifiable. You need to be able to see that in Jewish history. Again, time doesn't really permit. I'll just read out a Rambam. It's in it's a few lines before he starts his Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he's discussing the difference between Deiraisas and Drabonons, and he talks about Megillah. Why do we read Megillah at night and at day? Eloikai sikra yoimam v'loisana v'layla v'loidumiyali. Because we cried out and we davened at night and at day, says the Gemara in Megillah. But listen to the Lashon HaRambam here, it's beautiful. He says, v'tiknu v'tzivu likras ha-Megillah ba'inosa. The Chazal were misakin that we should read the Megillah, but inasa kidei lahazkir shvachav shel makayim, to remember, to mention the shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, utshuos she'asalanu, v'hayokarayv l'shavaseinu. He was there for us. He came through for us. Kidei levarchay ulehalaloi, ukidei lahidia ledoirois habaim she'emes mashakosuv batoira umigay godal, and he quotes this pasuk. When you read the Megillah, what are you doing? You're saying that we were in an impossible situation, and we decided to do tshuva, and we davened as a tzibur, and it was heartfelt, and it was sincere, and we showed migoy gadol ashalei alekim krovim elav kahashem alekenu b'chol kareinu elav. And that word kol is actually quite important. Karev Hashem l'chol kareinu l'chol asheikru v'emes, but certainly b'tzibur. The truth is, this is something that we showed with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ramban in a few places, but most clearly in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Mem. It's a long Ramban. Pasuk Mem Beis. And the Ramban asks the question that all the Mefarshim ask, and that is that there is an apparent contradiction between the Psukim. Were we in Mitzrayim, was it 400 years? Moshe Bnei Yisrael, were we there 430 years? Which is it? And the Ramban says as follows. Says the Ramban, the clearest and simplest and most straightforward pshat is as follows. The truth is, the Gezerah was 400 years. But in Mitzrayim, we were bad. We assimilated. We were made for Bris Milah. We didn't behave as we should. And therefore 30 years was added onto the tariff. What happens if somebody's in prison and they murder in prison? You schlep him out, take him to court, add onto his tariff and put him back in. Just because he said 400 years doesn't mean we still had Bechira. And the emes is, he said, it should have gone on more. The truth is, we should have stayed there longer. But for one reason, and one reason only, we got out. Vanitzak el Hashem el Ekei Avisein. Vayishma Hashem es Keilinu. Vayaras on Yinu v'samolinu v'slachatzeinu. Says the Ramban, that's the pshat. We davened to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's all it was. And the Rabbeinu Shleilam responded. It's important to realize, when we talk about the Chet of Mei Meriva, and I'll join up the dots in a few minutes, because an amazing thing becomes apparent when you think it through. There are, as you know, a number of different, the Eirach Haim quotes 10 different pshatim as to what the Chet of Mei Meriva was, and then he adds his own, and you have the Sefer Ikrim, and all the Rishonim, they all talk about. One of the Mahalach in the Rishonim is that of, there was an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, which was lost, which was missed. Yan, kiloyhe mantem bila hakti sheli. There was an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, which was lost. Let's just think about this for a second, because there's something really important becomes apparent. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is a very unusual one. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that he asks a question. I don't know if it's ever occurred to you. There are many stories in Chazal, and we all know over the millennia, of parents that have given up their children al Kiddush Hashem. Children under Bar and Bas Mitzvah. What's the heter to do that? They're not mitzvah. What heter does a parent have to give up a child and let them be killed al Kiddush Hashem? On what basis? Where's the heter? Mechetesa. They're not Bar and Bas Mitzvah. What right do we have to do that? Says Rabbi Yaakov, because the mitzvah is couched in the passive. And I will be sanctified. The mitzvah, that's how the mitzvah normally should be in the imperative. You should be mekadesh mi, ichveis. No, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Says the Rebbeinu Shleim, and I shall be sanctified. And the Lashon Rambam, when he brings the halacha, is kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Kol beis Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that devolves on the whole structure of Klal Yisrael. That's what Klal Yisrael is. To take it a little bit deeper so that you understand this. We are the chosen vehicle for the purpose of creation. The tachlis habria, the purpose of bria is so that there should be a time where things are concealed, and then there will be revelation, and everybody will see and understand. The Rabbeinu Shalom promised, if you want to see this in depth, it's a Beis Halevi in Parashas Vayigash. The Rabbeinu Shalom promised that he would only do so via and through us. We, and that's why we're eternal, that's why we're still here. Because Geula has to happen, because that was the Tachlis Habriya. And therefore, that is the guarantee of our eternity. Umevi goyel livnei v'neihem. He will bring the goyel, or rather, he is bringing the goyel, but it's leman shemoy, because we become the vehicle. We, our fate, our lot, becomes synonymous, so to speak, with his. Immoy anoichi b'tzara. Anoichi eirei dimcha mitzrayim, v'anoichi al chogam olay. I'm with you. So much so, the Maral says, Chiddush. Rashba asks a question, the Gemara Megillah. That the Gemara says that whenever we went to Golas, the Rabbeinu Shalom was with us. And says the Gemara, he'll even be with us when there's a Geula. There'll even be Shechina then. You hear what's going on? The main manifestation of Shechina is now, is in Golas. We become the vehicles for the revelation of the Rabbeinu Shalom, of his Shechina. And therefore, that is our raison d'etre. That's who we are, that's what we are. And that mitzvah, therefore, is measured, often not in terms of action, but in terms of consequence. That's how Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem is mentioned. I'll take this further. Rav Shalom Shadron's got a beautiful vort. Let me give you a simple mashal. Imagine as follows. You're standing in the Old Bailey. You're in the dock in the Old Bailey. Pre-63 or whatever it was, they stopped hanging. And it's a murder case. You're accused of murder. And your brief is working very hard to show that it was manslaughter. You have no culpability. It was manslaughter. There was no Menzreya, you didn't mean to do it. It was manslaughter, it wasn't murder. And the judge waves away your barrister and says, I couldn't care less, I'm really not interested. Trivia, this is trivial, this is immaterial, doesn't matter. Excuse me, this is a capital case. If I'm found guilty of murder, I'll be hanged. If not, I'll just go to prison. It's huge. What a travesty. Says Rav Shalom, well, hold on. What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Echod Shaygeg, v'echod Mezid, b'chilul Hashem. Shaygeg, Mezid. What's the punishment for chilul Hashem? You all know the Rambam, the beginning, end of the Dalet Chilukei Kapara, the Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva. Im yichapel lachem ha'ovin hazeh ad temusun. Only Misa. Not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim, but Misa for Chilul Hashem. And on that the Mishnah says, it makes no difference whether you're Shegig or you're amazed. Is there a bigger travesty of justice than that? What does that mean? How can that make sense? Says Rav Shalom, he gives a moshel. We'll just transpose it a little bit into the modern idiom. NASA sending up a satellite, a chveis, something that's going to do incredible stuff for science, technology, medicine, etc. But it's a long mahalach. It's 40 years there and it's 40 years back. And they send somebody up. And just before they go, they say to him, by the way, the Hubble has been playing up a little bit. The image is not so great. Here's a little camera. Take a camera with you. When you're there, take a few photos. 80 years later, this old man hobbles down off the steps of this spacecraft. And the world is agog. They're waiting to see what is the outcome of all these amazing experiments. And he waves the little camera. And he's like, oh, great snaps. Fantastic. And they say, and the experiments? I knew there was a reason I was meant to be going there. Shegig. Who cares? Shehakol bara lichvodai. If that is the reason for your existence, if that is the reason for our national existence, Shegig doesn't cut it. Echod Shegig v'echod Mezid b'chilul Hashem. Because that is our purpose for being. That frames our existence. We are a shliach. We're here to do a job. That's why we're here. Anything else just doesn't cut it. And therefore, some of the Rishonim say, with this they answer the following kasha, and I'll try and begin to tie up the threads now. More to say, but just try and tie up the threads. Questions I'm sure has bothered you, it bothers the Ran, in Drush HaTshi over here, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, when he realized what he had done wrong, and the Rabbeinu Shleilam said, you're not going Lachein Lo Tov, you're not going to bring the people into Eretz Yisrael. Do you think he didn't do tshuva? Do you think he didn't do an amazing teshuva? So how come the Rebbeinu Shlom wasn't mekabel his teshuva? There are two answers given, and I believe they're synonymous. The Ran gives the following answer, which is an amazing answer. Says the Ran, Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem laharois lohem ma'alas aklal. Moshe Rabbeinu insulted Klal Yisrael. Bein Odom lechaveroi, ein yem ha-kippurim, mechaper. And Klal, to insult, he didn't mean it, he was a shogeg, but he was bo lechlal kas, bo lechlal tos. Shimu no ha-moirim, to insult the Klal? There's no tshuva for that. People die, you can't be meretz of them. And I believe it's synonymous with this, with the pshatim that the other Rishonim say. That it was Chilul Hashem, Yan Hashem Lema'antim Bila Hakdisheni. Chilul Hashem, the Aveira, the Kapara is only Misa, not Shuvah. And they're one and the same because we are the vehicle for the manifestation of Kvod Shamayim in the world. That's our job. That's who we are. We have an opportunity to demonstrate through our adherence, davka techukim. We do something different and we show that it works. Ki mi goy godoil, asher lo yelikim krovim elav, k'hashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. That's the story of our existence. That's what we demonstrated in Mitzrayim. We cried out, were we deserving? No, we weren't. It doesn't matter. B'chol kareinu eilav. Even if there's chaitim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo isn't mayas tfilas rabim. And that's what we say every Thursday. We say batsora karosa v'achal seka. We demonstrated in Mitzrayim that batsora we called out and the Rebbeinu Shlomo responded. En chobesei seram, I responded thunderously to you. And then, evchoncha al mei meriva sela. I tested you on mei meriva. You had an opportunity to daven out for water and you didn't do that. You didn't do that which you knew worked. What's the lesson? Harchev picha va'amalehu. Open your mouth wide. Be greedy. That's true. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Samach Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv, talking about Ruchnias Beseda. But we saw that concept. Hamalchem Es Hashem Harchev picha va'amalehu. And you had that opportunity. And Klal Yisrael blew it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately, and his Madrega blew it. Chilul Shamayim emerged instead of Kvod Shamayim. We could have davened, we could have demonstrated we were korov to the Rabbeinu Shleilam and the nations would have responded and we would have been a vehicle for Kvod Shamayim. Instead, we didn't daven. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't deal with us as he should have done and therefore there was no kapara. No wonder, therefore, just to finish off, it's amazing to note. What is the response, therefore? What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? 515 tefillos. Kaminyan v'eschanan. And it doesn't help. Highlighting the difference. You see the contrast between Goy Gadol. There was an opportunity there. Evchon chal mei meriva sela. There was an opportunity to demonstrate. Ka Hashem elekeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. Tzibur. 10 little yidolach get together. Even there's chaitim with them. There's shchina. There's an opportunity for kveid shamayim. The Maral says even more. You know what the Maral says? The Maral says that's actually a microcosm of geula. When yidden get together. That's the shchina of geula is there. We are mufuzer beinu amim. And then we get together. Moshe Rabbeinu lost that opportunity. And he davened and he davened and he davened. Can you imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu's 515 tefillahs were like, but he's a yochid, he's not a tzibur. Kvod Shamayim is misgale through the tzibur. Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek leilam haba, says the Dubna Magid. Klal Yisrael are guaranteed a chelek leilam haba. We are eternal because we are the cheftza that is chosen as the vehicle for the manifestation of Kvod Shamayim. Mi goy gadol ka Hashem eleikeinu b'chol kareinu eilav.